This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The NFL has reached a tentative agreement with 4,500 retired professional football players over claims that the league hid what it knew about the dangers of head injuries. The league will pay retirees $765 million over 20 years. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins us live with some of the unresolved pieces of this. Morning, Dan.
David, good morning.
So we have the NFL season beginning in a little over a week. Nice timing for the league and its owners getting this out of the way.
Yeah, the NFL hopes this is a storybook ending. In some ways, you can make the case it is. There's a lot of talk about how the NFL could have ended up paying as much as $2 billion in damages if the case had gone forward. Not only that, but maybe more importantly, the league admits no wrongdoing. Had this case proceeded to trial, lawyers would have deposed the NFL, finding out what they knew about concussions and brain injuries and when they knew it.
So you might say that the NFL won this one then?
Well, look, that depends. Certainly, settling this case takes a lot of wind out of all the media stories that we've been hearing about head trauma over the last 18 months or so, and that could make all of this disappear. Certainly, that's what the NFL is hoping. But the reality is, since this came out, something's changed. We all know more about lifetime effects of some of these crushing hits. And there's still an outstanding lawsuit with helmet manufacturer Riddell. And even with more precautions being taken, David, football's a violent game. Players are still going to get hurt. That's not going away, and this issue probably won't either.